Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday Simin Tof Reish Lamed Gimel, which deals with the height of a sukkah. And we did Aleph and Beis yesterday. We begin on the very last word of Tzadi Zayin Omid Aleph with the Mechaber Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, a sukkah shechalolo yoser meyeser mama. If the airspace in the sukkah from the bottom floor up until the top of the schach is more than 20 amma. As we learned yesterday, that makes it into a non-kosher sukkah. So if you just had it like this, the answer is simple. It's not kosher sukkah. However, what you do here is v'tola b'dvarim noyim. You hang from the schach, from the ceiling, things that are beautiful. And that lowers the height of the sukkah. Now, the airspace in the sukkah is less than 20 amma, 20 or less amma. So is this a kosher sukkah or not? So the Mechaber says, lo habimiyitz. Since it's not schach, that's a simple understanding over here, that's causing this diminution in the 20 amma height, so therefore it's not considered an appropriate miyut. Now let's discuss this a little bit more in detail in the Mishneh Berurah. So we go to Siv Katan Zayin, where the Mishneh Berurah writes, "Vafilu haya ayodam tzilosan meruva mechamosan." Even as a result of this, you now have more tzel than you have chama, it's still no good. By time, and the reasoning is because the lab min schachu, because it's not schach, and that's why it's no good. You have to have an area that's under 20 amma, 20 or amma from the floor, that is chach. Kigon, for example, shiitro b'kromim hamitzuyam. Here we're dealing with some sort of decorations that you're putting up in the sukkah, and therefore that's not called an adequate diminution. However, he then brings down, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion in Os Tes, that this first opinion that it's talking about decorations, that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of Rashi, and then he brings down the second opinion, the V'yesh Omrim, and this more machmir opinion is the Prima Garden, the name of the Lavush, and there's a much more detailed discussion of this in the Bir Halacha, the Ramasu Vitola, where he says that there is an opinion that says that even if it's not decorations, da afilu, yeshomim, ba afilu, miata, ba savim uprochim, even if you diminish the ceiling, the height, down to being 20 or less amma from the floor, and you did this with things that are kosher eschach, you did it with grasses or flowers, that normally they would be kosher eschach. But since here your purpose wasn't to make it kosher eschach, gam kein lo havi miyat, the Prima Garden, the Lavush says this isn't good, because kol shelo tula nirak lenos hasukah, since your intention here wasn't to make schach, but to make the sukkah more beautiful, lenos hasukah bilvad, only for that, v'lo l'shem tzila, not eschach. Therefore, also, lav shem schach aleim, ukele kamon, b'simon tofrei shlamet hei, as we're going to learn in an upcoming sin. So therefore, according to the Prima Garden, the C.H. Omrim, it's not going to be good, even if it's kosher schach, and certainly it's not going to be good if it's decorative material like krumim hametsuyarim. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he has a further discussion about this, that there are different opinions within this, but ayin in this Dira Maslo Vitola in the Chafetz Chaim's words in the Bir Halacha. Now we continue in the Mechaber, and he writes, V'chein im miyata b'kormen chasasos. The first part of the shiur today, we're talking about that you diminish the ceiling. Here we're going to talk about raising the floor. Again, the critical factor is you're not allowed to have more than 20 amma between the floor and the main part of the schach. And therefore, you can diminish that 20 amma height by lowering the ceiling, lowering the schach, or raising the floor. So in the second part of this sif, the Mechaber tells us, if you were to go and raise the floor by in miyata b'karmu ksosos, you're minimizing the space. Miyata means you're minimizing the space by putting in karmu ksosos, various pillows and blankets and things like that on the floor. So now, instead of there being 21 amma from the floor up to the schach, you put in 2 amma worth of pillows, you put a mattress in there or something like that, that is not considered a miyut also. Lo heavy miyut. Afilu bitlam. And then if you say, I'm hereby nullifying them, I'm not going to take them back in, I'm nullifying this and declaring it to be the floor, no, that's still not going to work in this situation. Why is that? So Mishneh Berurah explained in Siv Katan Ches, Shenasan osam b'karko isa b'agbiya, you placed it there to have it be the new floor, but it doesn't work as a new floor, as the Mishneh Berurah says in Siv Katan Tes, the batla daito etzel kol adam. Nobody in their right mind goes and puts things there and leaves them there permanently. These are expensive possessions. And therefore, when you're dealing with something like a utensil, like karim uksasos, so then most people wouldn't put it there. So even though you did put it there for that purpose, you can't do that. But l'daito etzel kol adam. We go by what the majority opinion of people would be in putting something like that there. As the Mishneh Berurah continues, she'ein shum adam mafsid mamono. Nobody in their right mind is going to put expensive stuff out there that is really good still and use it to be m'mayit, the height of the sukkah. Uminiach Karov be'ofor, and they're not going to put down their blankets, their pillows in the dirt, v'abonim, and the stones over there, and mavatlim, and say, I'm nullifying this. Nobody does that. And in the Shaar Tzion, Oshir Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, this is the opinion of the Rebbeinu Chananel, and the understanding of the Meiri as well. And he says, also, look here in the Bir Halacha for a further discussion of this in the Ramasko, lo hevi miyut. The critical take-home point that the Chofetz Chaim adds in this Bir Halacha is that if it is something that rich people, for example, l'chora, ba'osan, matzos, shematzin, agave ritzba, b'bati ashirim, people put down carpeting, people put down things that are nullified to the floor in their houses, so then if they would do the similar thing in the sukkah, if they in their houses they have various sorts of mats and various sorts of carpeting, so then if they do that in the sukkah, shapir ev shalamayit bo, that could in fact make the height smaller, and therefore in that situation the understanding that it's a batel daito etzel kol olav doesn't apply, because in that scenario most people would in fact do it. So it depends. If it's something that most people would not do, so then you can't be memayit. But if it's something that most people would do, then it could in fact be memayit. As we'll see in the next sip, when we talk about dirt or things like that, they can in fact, or platforms, they can in fact minimize the height of the sukkah to be 20 or less amma and make it into a kosher sukkah. The issue footnote number 6 has one additional point, and he says, when it's the other way around also, if you have a sukkah that's barely 10 tefachim tall, again, that's the minimal height of sukkah, 20 amma is the maximal height, but the minimal height that you have there from the floor until the schach is 10 tefachim. We said that's not very much, that is somewhere in the area of about a meter. So if you have this amount, and now you put in a pillow or blanket on the floor, and now it went from being 11 tefachim to now it's 9 tefachim, it also doesn't ruin the sukkah in this situation. Just like you can't make the sukkah kosher, it also doesn't make the sukkah pasul. So if you put down something that's not batel, so Tosis and sukkah and the Rush as well, right, the sukkah remains kosher. His bat lulikarka, it doesn't become subordinate to the ground. Just like you can't lower the 20 amma plus height to make it less than 20 amma, it can't lower the 10 tefachim height to make it a non-kosher sukkah, to make it less than the shear of a sukkah. Now we go to Sif Dalad. The Mechaber writes, Miyato beteven ubitlo. If you put in straw and you avatal it, you left it over there, that is a valid miyut. Harei zeh miyut, because people do that. And certainly, you don't have to tell me, if it works for straw that you mavatal, vein tzorech lomar, offer ubitlo, if you put in extra dirt there. So again, the height of the sukkah from the floor that you have right now to the top of the sukkah is 20.5 amma. No good. Now you put in 1 amma's worth of additional dirt, so now the new top of the dirt is only 19.5 amma from the schach, then it's perfectly good kosher sukkah. This would apply with straw that you mavatel or dirt that you just placed over there. However, avol stam eino miut afilu biofer achivet leno bepeh. But he says that even with dirt, it's not considered subordinate until you state orally that, yes, I'm being mavatel this, I'm not going to go take this out, I'm leaving this over here, and therefore this is the new floor of the sukkah. Mishabur explains the sivkot and yud, when you do it with straw, so if you mavatal it, it's good. However, avo b'sheshotach tevua agabi karka, if you were to throw wheat on the ground, lo mahani, that wouldn't be like straw, because afilu b'shemavatlam, even if you go and nullify it, you can't say that most people would do that. This is expensive, and therefore the batlo daito, your das, that your mavatal it is batl against everybody else's das that wouldn't waste this wheat over here. And it would have the same halachic status, ukumo bukarim ukusasa, that we just spoke about, the pillows and the blankets, that nobody would go and nullify them. So too, people don't nullify wheat. However, if you're a mavatal straw, it does work. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yudalev, Ayin El and Simin Shin Nun Ches Siv Beis in the Halachos of Shabbos, where this was discussed as a machlokis, plukso bezeh. The Eishom, and there are some that say, Davka Shim Mavatal Yolam. You have to nullify this for all time in order for this to work. However, the Eish Mekilin, there are those that say, that Dai Keshim Mavatal Yos of Shabbos. If you just do it for that Shabbos, that's enough to mavatal it. And here, in regards to Sukkah, the Hocha Gabi Sukkah, Gam Kein Dai Lefi Zeh, according to this latter opinion, it would be adequate. It would be enough that you're mavatal just for all the days of Sukkot, but not necessarily for the rest of your life. You state, I'm going to leave this here for the rest of Sukkot. I'm not going to take it back into the house. But that means that you could take it back after Sukkot. And this opinion would say that that's good. And how do we paskin? Do you have to leave it there forever? Or is it just enough to leave it there for the entire yant of a sukkah? So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'natu achronim l'hachu b'zeh." He says that the common accepted custom is to take the makel opinion that as long as you mavatel for the 7 days of sukkah, that's good. So Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says it is considered a valid diminution of the height of the sukkah by the straw or the dirt, as long as you mavatel it. Vein tzorich l'danei aschach mechodosh. Afel gav the psula paisa kodem shemiyei gaba. Now here in this situation, you don't have to say this is tasev lo mina asui. And we discussed this previously. The Mishnah says, in the Ramah of the Bahagah, Ayin Sham, and there we had a whole discussion that if you make what was previously Pasul Eschach into Kosher Eschach, you now have to adjust each piece of the Eschach because it has to be Taseh, has to be made specifically for the shame of Tzel, for the shame of Sukkah, and not that it was there first, and then you made a Sukkah around it. So here, in this situation, one might have thought that right now the schach on this sukkah is possible because it's a 21 amma high sukkah, and therefore it's no good. Now I lowered it, I made a diminution in the height, so now it's 19.5 amma, and now the height is good, but maybe I have to go and adjust every single piece of the schach because it would be a problem of tasek lo minasli. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you don't have to do so in this situation. The issue, footnote number 9, explains over here why that is true. And he brings down that we learned previously, as I just mentioned for the Mishnah Berurah, he says to go look previously in those simanim. And he says, according to Ramah, Shein asores kisui meschach nechsheves ketasev lo min asui. If you had something on top of the schach, a shlak of some sort, and then you take it off, you don't have to go readjust every single piece of the sukkah. Kiven shein hapsul b'schach atzel, because there was nothing wrong with the schach, he just had something else on top of it. And therefore, that reasoning is two over here. Kiven shein psul b'schach machmas atzel, el rak machmas chalal esum shetachtav. There was nothing wrong with the schach, it just was too high. So therefore, it doesn't ruin it over here. And the Stipe Lagon, Zatzal, says that the chisarin in a sukkah that's more than 20 amot tall has nothing to do with the schach. It's a problem with the walls. And therefore, that's why it's no good. Similarly, if you're adding to the floor and making it higher that way, that's it was previously a problem with the floor and not a problem with the schach. And therefore, this din of tassel and also doesn't apply. Sivkon Yud Gimel, you have to be mevatel it with your mouth. You have to orally declare. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Shin Ayin Beis, Siv Tes Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, and Sivkon Kufuf Aleph, that he brings down other opinions. The Yeshua Mishnah Gamba Bitul Belev Sagi, that you don't have to actually verbally declare it. If you do it in your heart, that would be adequate. And he brings down Kosvo Achronim to also Lamat B'yontav. Therefore, you can't do this on Yontav because that's an action of building. Davi Ke'en Bone, Uki Delel, and Simon Shin Yud Gimel Sif Yud, where that would be a problem to do this on Yontif. Furthermore, Vahod, Shemasakin Asukkah Bazel Machshira, you're being Masakin money, you're making the Sukkah on Yontif, also, and that's not allowed. Kahayi Dahadas, Besimon Tov Reish Menvav, Ayin Sham, like we'll learn when we get to Simon Tov Reish Menvav in regards to the Hadassim. Now, Dirshu, footnote number 8 brings down, likewise, Imhiniach Krashim al Oritz Kein Ritzma, if you put down boards on the floor, so Yoruch HaShulchan writes that if you're Mavatal them over there, that also is going to make the height of the Sukkah less than 20 Yama, that is perfectly good, and he adds, Shitochin Shekivin Shosum Keritzma, since you made it like a floor, that in and of itself is good enough that you don't even have to say anything, because obviously you put it down there as a floor. The issue foot number 10 brings down, how come chometz is different? Chometz, it's dai bebitul belev. So why isn't bitul belev good over here by the sukkah? So he says, in regards to the sukkah, your bitul over here is levatel es mitzi uso shel tevin. You're going to be mevatel this tevin, no longer being tevin. Now you're saying that it's flaw. And therefore, ain dai bekach shlo yeretza bo. You have to demonstrate that you want this to happen. Tzorch ba'ofen chiyuvi. You have to do something, lehovcho lekaka sukkah, to turn into the kaka of the sukkah. And that's why you have to be mevatel the peh. As opposed to with the chametz, the bitul is you're just saying, it's not mine. It's not yours. Therefore, the Torah is making it like yours. That's why we make a bitul. But a bitul belev, therefore, is good by chometz, but not good by sukkah. The issue number 12 says, what happens if somebody didn't know the din and they were mamayit the sukkah on yantiv? So he brings down the shel shuv sholu meishiv, shelachora sukkah psula, because of mitzvah bav yavera. You couldn't sit in such a sukkah because of mitzvah bav yavera, because the bitul itself, eino nechshav tikkun imlo machas mitzvah. It's coming at the same time as the mitzvah, and therefore, imke nechshav shehavera, nesu bishas mitzvah. It's done at the exact same time, and therefore it has the halachic status of mitzvah habav yavera. Now we go to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Hayisa gavoa me'etzrim. If the sukkah was more than 20 yama, ubana ba itzdabat. Now you make a platform, kineged dofen hoim tzoy, that you're putting against the dofen hoim tzoy, the middle sukkah. Now, their sukkahs, the classical sukkah, had, I've been using the expression over here, a southern wall that's in between a eastern and western wall. In the Shari Tshuva, in Dibra Maschel ala itzdaba, he brings out from the Dagel Merivava, when he talks about a three-walled sukkah, So the Shari Tshuva, instead of using what I've been using, which is an east-west wall and a southern wall in between them, so he uses a north-south wall with an eastern wall in between them. Just for consistency's sake, for people listening to the Shia for the last couple of days, I'll say the same thing that I've always said. Notice the Shari Tshuva uses a slightly different illustration. It means the same exact thing. You're dealing with a three-walled sukkah. The two opposite walls I'm calling east and west, and the wall that connects them is calling the southern wall. On the northern side, it's open. Their three-walled sukkahs had an open side often. So now, you put in an itzdabah, which is a platform. Now, this was previously a sukkah that from the floor up to the schach was 21 amma. Now, you put in a platform that's raised 3 amma above the ground. So now, you're dealing with an 18-foot space from this platform, this itztaba, all the way up to the schach. That would be a perfectly kosher sukkah. Now, this is keneged dofen oimtsoi apnei kula uboshir sukkah. So now you have, it's at least going to diminish the height to under 20 amma. 20 or less amma. So give my illustration, it was originally 21 amma. You put in a 3 amma platform, this itztaba, along the entire southern exposure of the wall. It's literally up against the wall. It is a kosher-sized sukkah. It's at least 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim in terms of the platform itself extending from the south to the north area. So you have created a kosher sukkah from the platform floor up until the top of the schach. It's only 18 amma. It's a three-walled area. It has an eastern wall, a western wall that's at least 7 tvachim, and it has the entire southern wall, which is at least 7 tvachim, and that's what you've now created. So again, you have this itztaba that's diminished the height of the sukkah to 20 or less amma. It runs along the entire middle wall, which we're calling the southern wall in my illustration, and it extends east and west at least 7 tvachim, and the southern wall is also at least 7 tvachim, so you have a kosher sukkah there in all dimensions, in the length, the width, and in the height. So therefore, in this situation, ubar shir sukkah, you have a kosher sukkah over here, so not only is on this platform a kosher sukkah, but now the rest of the sukkah, which is 21 amma, is kosher kol sukkah afilu meo itzba b'holah. Even when the platform ends and you drop down 3 amma, and now in that area of the sukkah, the ground is 21 amma from the schach. Nevertheless, in that area, it's also good. Big chiddush the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yedalit, as I just said, hu binyan avonim osh leitzim, the sukkah is made out of sticks or stones. V'hu hadin podlega, some foreign word that means a platform, shemratzmal al-karka, that you put on the floor, ukshemodin rosha itzva lamala, when you bring the platform up to the schach, leka yosim yasim amma, ad schach, it's less than 20 amma, let's say my example, 18 amma, sivkon tesvav, and it's connected the entire southern wall, in my case, the middle wall, hainu shesomach l'dofen mamash, it's literally up against it, the middle wall, tesayin, sivkon tesayin, hoem tzoy, hoa dofen shekineged a pesach, this is the one that's opposite the open side. The nikwa came mishum shestam sukku, rak bashalush defonos, for a vias, he kula pesach, as I said, they had three-walled sukkah, the fourth side was totally open, so this is perfectly good. Sivkot Yud Zayin, as long as it's against the entire southern wall, the entire middle wall. It's also touching the eastern wall and the western wall, and therefore, and Sivkot Yud Ches, it is a perfectly kosher sukkah, and not only by the platform, but every place else, for Ochlim Yishenim Sham, even in the area that's 21 from the ground up to the schach, because you have a kosher sukkah there. Why? We understand why the platform area is good. It's only 18 from the floor to the ceiling. But in the area that's 21 from the floor to the ceiling, why is that good? So we say, Kedamrinon, in Ke'en Zeh Le'el and Simon, Tafri Shlabadal, Siv Zayin, Le'inyan Konim HaBoltim, and Sarah Paritz, Ayin Shom, that it extends outward, so we said it's good. So to over here, we view the platform as if it's extending all the way from the south to the north, and therefore the Hosuk is good. The Mechaber writes, "Imbano ha'itzaba min atzad." If the itzaba is on the side, it's on the eastern wall or on the western wall. In my example, not on the middle wall, the southern wall. So it depends. Im yesh min ha'itzaba kosel l'sheni pachos mi'arba amos. As long as the itzaba is within 4 amos of that middle wall, so let's say you have the itzaba, which is at least 7 tefachim long on the western wall, and it's within 4 amos of the southern wall, so then it's also ksheira. But in this situation, only on the itzaba, but not for the rest of the sukkah. And if, in fact, it's not good over there, it doesn't come within 4 amos of the middle wall, so then in la'psul, then it's no good. Mishnah Berurah explains the sivkot in your test, wrote to Lomar, bitzad dofen echad, it's on the western wall on one side. When we come makom higia dofen emtsai, it does reach the middle wall, or at least within 4 amos of the middle wall. In Cain, yesh lo shtei defanos, has 2 walls in this situation. Sivkot in chav, the Mishnah Berurah says, mitoras dofen akuma, this works based upon the principle of dofen akuma. The kol shu pachos mi'arba amos, if it's less than 4 amos, we view that southern wall with its schach, Ron Onu was a kosher v'schach kilu hakol dofin shidisaki. We view it as a bent wall, and it's tapea mekar kiosia ad mokom aschach hakosher. And we view it as a slant. Shekein darko shokosel isaki ad kidei shirzet. A wall can be within 4 amos, and that would be fine. And therefore, you now have a three-walled sukkah, b'kinyan yesh lo shorish dafanos, that's less than 20 amma underneath the itzdaba. But that causes dafke shel dafanos magin l'schach. It has to be in this situation that the walls reach the schach. D'meinu magin, yef shel lomad deron onos hakosel l'schach, yilahim dofen achas, she'er hari ein nogin klob zeh b'zeh. We learned previously it has to reach the schach in order for this to be good. This concludes today's shir.